All right. She looks frustrated. All right. Anyway, so we're on Daf Ayin Chet tonight. I'll begin, I think, from the bottom line on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Okay. So we're talking about two chatzeirot with a wall between the two chatzeirot. And the question is, we want to create a portal between the two chatzeirot to be able to make a Reuven with both of them. So the bottom line of Amrav Nachman, Amar Rabba Boravua, and now the top line on Chemer Aleph, Ziza Yotze Mina Kotel Arba Arba. If you have a ledge that's coming out from the wall, again, I have two chatzerot, a wall between them, and then on the wall there's a ledge. And he says, Vehiniach Alav Sulam Kol Shehu Miyato. And he puts like even a very thin ladder. And then here, let me just see it. Let me just wait 1 second. Let me just get rid of this. Let me go over here 1 second. There we go. All right. Let me see. Here we go. Okay. So if you see, here's the okay. It looks like I think Fern is connected now. Fern, are you connected? Give a thumbs up if you are. Your thumbs
Hi,
up.
how are you?
Okay, I'm so happy, Fern. Okay, so we're on Ayin Chevron Aleph. So here, there's a wall. This wall divides two chatzeirot, and then here's a ledge, and the ledge is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and here's a ladder. The ladder is less than 4 tefachim wide, but it goes up there. So the Gemara says, "Ziza yotzim min hakotel arba arba sulam kolshu." So if he puts a sulam and a ladder, even if it's a narrow ladder, so then he's reduced. In other words, the barrier is reduced. In other words, this barrier is only a barrier when there's 10 tefachim between each of the chatzerot. But if I have something that's going to create like the like a rishus where I can go up over the wall, then that's going to destroy the wall. So he says here, below Amran el de otvei, that's only if he puts the ladder on the ledge. He says, Aval otvei bahadei, but he puts the ladder next to the ledge, arvuche arveche. He's just widening the ledge, but he's not creating like this ladder. In other words, the only time the ladder becomes one with the ledge, which is what we need. In other words, we need the ladder is going to join the ledge with the floor. So it's working not just like physically able to get up, but halachic principles. So if the ladder is leaning on the ledge, then they become like one unit. And then I have 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and it's as if the 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim is connected to the floor. And then from this ledge over the wall, I have less than 10 tefachim. And then you have to assume that on the other side there's also a ladder and also a ledge. Then that would work. Okay, let me just pause for a second. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on
Is
anything?
this the Egyptian ladder or the other kind of ladder we learned about?
I don't know about Egyptian ladder, but it's a ladder which is less than 4 tefachim wide. That much I could tell you. That much I could tell you. All right.
Okay.
Now, let me go on.
How high is this ledge?
So the ledge is 1 second, 1 second. Well, the ledge is a the ledge could be even more than 10 tefachim high, I would assume. In other words, the ledge is even more tefachim. It's the ledge. The le 1 second. The ledge is. It could be 5 tefachim, 10 tefachim, or even 20 tefachim off the ground. The key is that the ledge is going to shorten up the partition. That's as far as I could see.
It doesn't have to be less than 10.
I'm not aware that it has to be less than 10 tefachim. Michael, how far did you get yesterday? Michael, how far did you get in the Gemara yesterday? I can't hear you. Can you unmute yourself for a minute?
Got to the first line with the
Okay,
ledges.
that's where I'm up to with the ledge. So
Yeah.
Yosef just asked me how high the ledge is. I thought the ledge could even be more than 10 tefachim high, right? In other words, the ledge is not limited to 10 tefachim; it's even more than 10 tefachim. All right. Let's see. Now let's go now on the fourth line. But Amrav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Kotel Tishasar. Now the next case is, let's say I have a wall, and the wall is let me just split the screen again. Yeah, and the wall is, let's say, even 19 tefachim in height, 19 tefachim in height. So he says, "Sirizizachad lahatiro." So I need one ledge to be matirid. So here he's showing the wall. Here he's showing 19 tefachim, and here I have the ledge. And again, you see, it's more than 19 tefachim high. So this would work off the previous case, Yosef. And there's a narrow ladder leading to the ledge. So once there's a narrow ladder leading to the ledge, so it's as if there's like a whole platform here. And now the wall is only looking like 9.5 tefachim. So, and again, I have also the same thing on the other side of the wall. So that's going to just open a portal in the wall. But Esrim, if the wall is 20 tefachim in height, Srich Shnei Zizim Lahatiro, we need two ledges to be matirit. So here he's got the two ledges. So you know what? I tell you, what you were asking me before, Yosef, did you see something about this, Yosef, or what caused you to ask how high it is?
Just wondering, because sometimes we see, just based on the picture, because it doesn't go all the way up to the
wall. Yeah, you're right. I must say, from the second case, when
he said,
you're right. It sounds like the ledge has to be within 10 tefachim. You're right. I think so, because the second case is...
You need two, otherwise one would be enough.
Yeah, you're right. I think you're right. So here we have the wall. Here we have one ledge, is like 10 tefachim with a ladder. Then the other ladder will go up to the other ledge. You're right. I think it has to be within 10 tefachim. All right. I think that's how it goes. Okay. Amar Rav Chista, Hushamidan. So it says Lahatiro. Kotel Esrim Shrich Snezis Mahatiro. So if the wall is 20 tefachim, you need two ledges to be matirit. He says, Amar Rav Chista, Hushamidan, Zeh Shlom Keneged Zeh. Provided that the ledges are not like one underneath the other, or in other words, the ladders have to be able to go up like in this picture. You have one ladder here and one ladder here. He says, Shlomo Himidan Zem Keneged Zeh, not directly opposite one another, he says here. So he says the upper ledge may not be directly above the lower ledge. That's what he's saying. So it's not directly above it, but it's like to the side, and then you could have one ladder to the other ladder. All right, that's that piece with ledges. All right, I'm going to move on now. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
Yes.
What's that
question? These ladders, making petach so you could share, make one eruv, or it just allows the one who has a ladder to use the top of the wall?
Yeah, no. In other words, we know you can have an opening in the wall, and then the two can make an adjoining eruv chatzei road.
Right.
Let's say there is no opening in the wall. So the Gemara is saying there are alternatives to create the halakhic equivalent of an opening in the wall where I could join the two chatzero together if I choose. If I choose not to, not. So he's saying that if I would have like this set up on one side of the wall and the same setup on the other side of the wall, so that's creating a portal between the two chatzero, and then the two chatzero, if they would choose, could join together in as one. And with each one will have its own Eruv, but then they could take the two Eruvim
and
place them together. That's what it's saying. All right.
And if only one side has it?
No, both sides have got to have the both sides. But they said here in the art scroll, they put in footnote at the end of footnote one, a similar ledge or ladder must be erected on the other side. That's in the quote to Mishnah Berurah, the bottom line.
Yeah.
All right. So now I'm going on to the next case in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, this is around line 8 on Ayin Chedem and Aleph. Amar Rav Huna, Amud Berush. Now this is talking nothing about Chatzei Road, but it's just like related to Rishuyot, really. So we were talking about, he says reducing the height of the wall. Now we're going to reduce like another Rishut, but it's totally different. So Amar Rav Huna, Amud B'Rishut HaRabim, if there's like a pillar or a post in the Rishus HaRabim, in the public thoroughfare, Gavoa Asara V'Racha Barba, it's 10 tefachim high, and 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. So we know it's a Rishus HaYachid. So it's like a Rishus HaYachid that's in the Rishus HaRabim. V'na'atzbo yateid kol shehu. And now he takes like a peg or and he sticks it on the top of this post. He says, miato. So he's reduced the usable area. So the top of the post was 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, which is the minimum shear for Rishus HaYachid. Then he takes this peg and he posted on the top of it. So now it's less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim because he's got the peg in the middle. So it's going to convert it from what would have been a Rishus HaYachid to Makom Ptur. Makom Ptur, I could leave things there and take things off of it. So he says, Amar Vada Barava, Ubigavoa Shlosha. So Rada Barava said, providing the peg is at least three tfachim in height. So it's three tfachim in height. It means it's making the, we think, the top of the post unusable for at least for that, where that peg is. So he says, Abai Varava, now we're going to have other opinions.
Now, if it were only three, it'd be lavered to the base.
If it, right, if we only, well, we'll see. We're going to see different opinions, but that's the way this would, that's the way this thinking would go. He says, Abai Varava da Amri Tarvaihu, Afal Pi She'en Gavoa Shlosha. Now, Abai Varava say that even if the peg is not three tfachim, it's still a makom p'tur. Even if it's less than three tfachim, it's still a makom p'tur. He says, my taima lo mishtamishle, because the surface still can't be used the way it was before. So they want to say that that it it's not a rishus yachid. Ravashi amar, afilu shegavo shlosha. Ravashi says, even if it's three tfachim high, it's still a rishus yachid. So we got everything across the board here. So some want to say that even if it's three tfachim high, it's still rishus yachid. Some want to say that even if it's one second, let me let somebody in here. And then we had the other opinion that if it's three tfachim high, it's makom p'tur. And then Abai Barabba said it's makom p'tur even if it's not three tfachim high. So Ravashi Amar, Afilu Shegavo Shlosha, even if it's three tfachim high, it's still a Rishus Yachid, according to Ravashi. My Tama, Efshar Detalya Beimidi, because you could hang something from it. So by hanging from it, it's still like sort of like consistent use with the top of the post. That's the core of what he's saying. So, and again, I'm learning the way Rashi learns. So, Amarle Ravacha Bereid Rav Ravashi, Malo Kulo Biyateirot Mahu. Now, he says, according to Ravashi, you say even if there's a peg and it's three tfachim or more on top of the post, it's still Rishus Yachid. What if the whole top is filled with pegs? So, is, at that point, don't you concede that it's like not usable anymore, like the post or whatever? So, Amarle, so this is what Ravacha Breid Rava says to Ravashi. So Ravashi says to him, Amar Lei, Lo Shmielach Hada Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Apparently, you didn't hear what Rabbi Yochanan said. He said, Bor V'chul Yotam Et Starif La Asara. So this is a Gemara Masechet Shabbos, which Daf Yomi people had. Remember with the pit? And let me see, we have a nice picture here. Let's look for a picture. So, or here you see the peg. Now, here's the boar. Everybody see the boar? Picture 35. So I have a pit, and I have the embankment around the pit. So boar v'chuliyatam et starfin la asara means that if I'm measuring 10 tfachim from the bottom of the boar, like here, well, here is not showing the whole thing, but in other words, even so from the pit of here, like from the pit of the boar to the top of the chulia is 10 tfachim. That's 10 tfachim. That would work. But as a corollary to that, he wants to say that the boar and the chulia are also mitztaref for four tfachim. In other words, you see, here's like a space, but I have the embankment around the boar. So if it's four tfachim across, that also, in other words, he's trying to say it's going to create a rishus yachid. So it's going to be 10 tfachim in depth and four tfachim in width, even though there's like a hole here. So he says here, mitztaref la asara. So, in other words, so the four tfachim are not at the base of the pit. The four tfachim are only at the top of the embankment. But that still qualifies this whole thing as a rishus yachid.
That looks like a lavud in the horizontal.
Lavud with the horizontal?
Yeah, that you're creating something that's not really there before.
Remember, lavud is closing up a gap of three tfachim, right?
Well, this is closing up a gap of four tfachim.
All right. Well, we haven't closed it up yet. We'll see in a minute. Okay, let's take a look. So he says here, Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Bor v'chul yatam mitztaref la'asara, and even though it says mitztaref la'asara, which means from the bottom of the pit to the top of the embankment, that's the way I'm learning. So the but it means also that from each side of the embankment, it's four tfachim, so that also counts. So it's v'amai halamish tamishle, but I can't use this area, and there was just a hole here, so how is this four tfachim? How is that not usable? Elamai ilaklamemor, demanach midi mishtamish. You have to say that you could put something on top of it, and then it would be usable. So I could put a board on top of the pit, and the board would be usable with the four tefachim. So he says, Hachanami d'marach mini mishtamish. So he says he wants to say in the same way, just like I put something on top of it and I could use it there, so too here with this post and with the yatato, with the pegs on it, I could put like a board on top of it, and then here he's got wine and a cup there, but I could use it for other purposes. And so in such a fashion, it's still Rishus Yachid. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts on this? Everybody good? All right, let me go back. All right, let's go further. Now we're up to around 20 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, Kotel Asara Tzrich Sulam Arba Asar Lahatiro. This is a little tricky, but we'll get it. One second, let me just get back to our picture book. So he says, let's say I have a kotel, which is 10 tefachim high, a partition 10 tefachim high. I need a ladder, which would be 14 tefachim in length, to be matirit. Meaning that ladder, which is 14 tefachim, and here in this picture, it's aleph. You see aleph? So the angle, in other words, the angle is a comfortable angle to climb it, and the ladder would reach the up 10 tefachim. So this ladder, so this would be good. That would be good. That's what he wants to say. Rav Yosef Amar, Afilu Shoshasar Mashu. Rav Yosef said, even if the ladder is 13 and a fraction, and it would still be a good angle, but it would only get up to around 9 tefachim. Meaning if the ladder gets to within 1 tefach of the top of the wall, which is 10 tefachim, I'm still okay. That's the second opinion. Abai Amar, Afilu Achadasar Mashu. Abai says, even if the ladder is 11 and Mashu, so 11 and Mashu is Gimel. So Gimel is over here. So it means I'll put the ladder down and we'll only get to the 7 tefachim with the top of the wall. But if it gets to within 3 tefachim, the top of the wall, that will be adequate to create the portal. That's what he wants to say. And then he says, Rav Huna Breiz Rav Yeshua Amar, Afilu Shivu Mashu. Huna wants to say that I can even have where the ladder is, flat against the wall, and then getting up to the 7 tefachim, then it was within 3 tefachim of the top. So all of those cases, they have different opinions. What would be enough to, create a portal with the wall? All right. Amar Rav, Sulam Zakuf Mamayid Gemara, below Yudana Ma'itayma. So Rav says, if it's a Sulam Zakuf, which means a ladder, which is, flat against the wall, that's still, now a ladder which is flat against the wall isn't so easy to climb up on, but nevertheless, he says that ladder would be enough to be mamayit the wall, and it was to create a portal with the wall. He says, Gemara, it's a mesora that it's mamayit, but yadana ma'itama, I don't know why the flat ladder works. So he says, Amar Shmuel v'lo yada abba tama dahamilta, he calls him Abba, that's like Rab's name or it's the title. So either his name is Abba Richa, so his name is Abba, and Shmuel and he were, in that case, a good relationship. Or Abba is like a title, so it's a title of Kavod. He says, well, you're the Abba Tama Dahamilta, you don't know the Midi Dahava, Itztaba Gabi Itztaba. So in yesterday's daf, you had the Itztaba Gabi Itztaba, which I was originally going to do as part of today, but it's this picture here. You have a platform on top of another platform, but it's like flush against the wall, and it still counts to like create a portal over the wall. So just like the Itztaba Gabi Itztaba, that works. Here's the Itztaba Gabi Itztaba in picture 25. So you see there's a platform here, another platform here, and that works, works to sort of, create a portal on the wall. So too, the ladder, which is flush against the wall, also works. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts? Everybody good?
Well, I think a ladder flush against the wall doesn't give you a lot of space to put your foot.
Right.
Whereas the Itztaba, you have plenty of place to put your foot. And since it gave you that jump, you could, you use the 4x4 on the base, and then it gave you the ledge, and then you can boost yourself up.
Yeah.
The ladder flush, I don't see how they're comparable, but
yeah, I see with the Itztaba, like I don't think it's quite so easy to use the Itztaba. In other words, it's a raised platform here. It's not so easy to get on top of the platform, but we view it because there's, I think, less than 3 tefachim in the middle here,
right?
Space,
right.
So then we view it as being solid. But it doesn't, I don't think it's really like quite so, you know, quite so.
No, you know, you don't think you stick your foot on the ledge and you boost your foot.
Fucking dangerous.
I don't think it's quite so easy to get up there, but I hear what you're, saying, Michael. I hear what you're saying.
The ladder flush is dangerous to go up.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me see if he says anything here with this thing with the Itzaba. Let me give me 1 second. Let me take a peek. Let's take a look. Yeah. So he says here. He says in the arch wall, he says, which effectively reduced with the itztaba, which effectively reduced the size of the wall, even though a vertical ascent was needed to reach the upper platform. That's what he says it here. He says thereby necessitating an inconvenient vertical ascent in order to stand on the upper platform. So let me see what Rashi says. Let me take a look.
He has to go up sideways.
1 second.
Oh, you mean on the ladder?
Yeah. Like a ladder. How are you
going to
go up?
Yeah. No. But I'm saying with the itztaba, he's saying it's not so easy to climb up on the itztaba, he's saying. All right. Let's take, now he says here that Shmuel was giving the svara for it, but Shmuel himself held the ladder had to be 14 tefachim long, so it could be at an incline. All right, let's see further in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says we're around 10 lines from the bottom. Amar Rabba, Amar Bichia, the column Sheba Bavel, Inat Shrichim Keva. Now, the column, he means like the date palm tree, but it's chopped down and it's just like a log, like the trunk of a date palm tree. So let me see where he's got trunk of date palm tree here. So here you see the trunk of date palm trees, and they do it with these like things coming out of it, which are the way the date palm trees look. So he says, Dekalim Shebabel Inat Shrichim Keva. So he's placing these trunks, and the trunks are going to shorten the wall, you know, to be like to boost up over the wall. He says, but they don't have to be permanently attached to the ground. He says, My taima kvedan kvatan. Their weight is the kvias. In other words, that they are significantly heavy. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Oshia, Sulamot Shebabel, Einan Srichim Keva. He says the ladders in Babel also don't have to be permanently attached to the place. Ma'itama Kvedan Kvotan. Their weight is considered Kvias. So I guess their ladders were heavier than our ladders, but that's what he says. So Mandamar Sulamot. Now, the Dekalim weigh more than the Sulam. So the one who says Sulamot, Kol Shekein Dekalim. The one who says the Sulam is enough to be Kavua, certainly the Dekel will be Kavua. Umandamar Dekalim of all Sulamot lo. But the one who says the Dekel would say that the Sulam is like lighter. And now he says over here, Now he says the Gemara said earlier that any item that's moved can't be enough to create a portal on the wall, on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. That was your daf yesterday.
Yeah, there was a difference between Suri and Mitzri. One was very heavy, not movable, and one was fine.
Yeah, I think the Suri one is the heavy.
The Suri is permanent. It's like a permanence to it.
Right, those are the heavy ones. So, but the point is though. In order to be a portal, it can't be easily moved. All right. By mine Rav Yosef me Rabba, Sulamikan with Sulamikan Makashin Be'emtza Mahu. Now, let's say, now and again, for the ladder to be good, it has to be 4 tefachim in width. Let's say he's got like a narrow ladder here and a narrow ladder here in picture 44, and then he's got like pieces of straw connecting the ladder. So he says, He says, a person, now normally you climb up in the middle of the ladder. So here in the middle of the ladder, it's got the straw, so that would not support a person's weight. So that doesn't do the trick to create the portal. He says, but But let's say here in this picture, he's got like a pole, and then he's got like straw here, and the straw is on the same length as the rungs. So he says, what would be that case? Mahu amalei harei kafa regal lebahen. He says, like a person walks in the middle ladder, so he's going to come up in the middle ladder, and he'll be able to somehow like steady himself. I don't like these things, which are straw. I think it's a little stronger than the straw we're familiar with, but it's not enough to support a human's weight. So then that would be good because it would stabilize the person and he could climb up the ladder in the middle. And that would be a portal. All right. All right. Now we're up to the next picture. So on the top line on Ayin Chen Beis, Chakak Lashlim Bekotel Bekama. Let's say he's got a ladder which is less than 4 tefachim wide, but then he somehow incises, let's say it's a stone wall or whatever, but he incises holes in the wall, as you see in this picture, so that he's got more room either to reach in or to control himself and things like that. So mahu. So he says, chakak lashlim bekotel bekama. So how much would he have to do in order for that to work? So amarlei ba'asara. He says ba'asara. So ba'asara is tricky. One pshat, which I think is the easiest pshat, he says that it has to be within ten tefachim of the top of the wall. So in other words, I'll make these little holes up to within 10 tefachim of the top of the wall. But the other pshat, which is in this picture, is I'll do it to a height of 10 tefachim, is what he says. He says, Amar lei, chakokulo bekotel bekama. So he says, what if the whole ladder is carved into the wall, like over here? In other words, there's no ladder. All you have are like these incised, you know, ledges in the wall. He says, Amar lei, malo kumato. So he says, in that case, then it has to reach all the way to the top of the wall. So in other words, in this case, you'll only do like not the whole length of the ladder. You'll either do to 10 tefachim either from the floor or 10 tefachim from the top, but the whole thing won't be covered with these incised, and the ladder is less than 4 tefachim in width, but it'll assist it. Here, he's got to go from top to bottom with the incisions. So, umayshna, why in one case is it not the whole thing is good, and here I need the whole thing? Amar lei, and again, this was... Rabbah. He says, Rabbah says to him, Amar lei, hatam istalek lei. He says, over here with the ladder, so even though it's only, you know, incised here, I can make it over. In other words, as long as I have these things, and then it's a good assist and it's enough to get me over the top. Hacha lo mistalek lei. Here, with the things, it's unless I have it going all the way to the top, I won't be able to get over the wall. All right, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? Everybody good? All right, let me go back. All right, now we're on line 4. Ba'minei Rav Yosef me Rabba, asaul ilan sulam mahu. What if he makes the Elon into a Sulam? So the way Rashi has it, here we have the tree, and he trims the tree. The tree is like near the wall. He trims the tree so that now he could climb over the tree on Shabbos. So what's the halacha with that? So we'll see, and we know that there are Yisurim normally against climbing a tree on Shabbos, right? So he says, back in the Gemara, Baimine Rabbi Yosef Merabba, Asa Oli Lan Sulamau, Tibai the Rebbe, Tibai the Rabbanan. Now, the Gemara connects this to a machloket that we had by Eruv Tchumen. If a person is Eruv Tchumen in a tree, so is that an effective Eruv Tchumen or not? Because in order to get access to Eruv Tchumen, he'd have to climb the tree and not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos. So we had machlokets between Rebbe and the Chachamim on this. And Rebbe said that it was a good Eruv Tchumen because the Eruv is going to be effective Bein HaShmashot, and Bein HaShmashot, then the Shvus Rabbanan doesn't exist. And we said that the Eruv Tchumen is for a mitzvah also, so it might relate to life as well. So we'll see in a minute. So Tibai the Rebbe, Tibai the Rabbanan, Tibai the Rebbe, Ad Kalam Ka Rebbe Hatam, Kodavar Shumi Shvut Lo Gazru Alav, Hanimibu Bein HaShmashot. So it means, again, so we had this question about the Eruv Tchumen, which is put in a tree. Rebbe is more mekil. He says good, and the Chachamim say it's not good. So one left to my own devices, I would think that Rebbe, who says that the Eruv Tchumen in the tree is good, he would say that if I have like this sort of like portal using the tree, it's also good, I would think. And the Chachamim say the Eruv Tchumen in the tree is not good, I would think that they would hold it's not good here. So the Gemara is going to say, there's a question, on both stadim. So he says, Tibai the Rebbe, Ad kan lo kama rei hatam, kol davar shum shum shvut lo gazru lo hanimin le ben hashmashot. So Rebbe over there was based on the idea that something which is a shvut, a rabbinic prohibition, does not apply ben hashmashot. And then once it's ben hashmashot, then the eruv tchumin is permissible. Aval kulioma lo. Here, with the portal, we would think we might need something that works the whole Shabbos. So the fact that Rebbe had a kula b'eruv tchumen, that was just basically the idea that once Shabbos comes and then ben hashmashot, it's effective, and then Shvus doesn't apply ben hashmashot. But here, in order to be an effective portal between the two chatzerot, I would need something that's usable the whole Shabbos, and the tree is definitely not usable the whole Shabbos. He says that's one way of looking at it. Odilma, so within Rebbe, I'm not sure Rebbe would sign off on this. That's the idea. I don't know. Even though Rebbe signed off on the Eruv Tchumen, he might not sign off on the tree as a type of, like, you know, substitute for a ladder. He says, Odilma, afilu Rabbanan, pitchu. Or, on the other hand, the Chachamim who say the Eruv Tchumen is not good in the tree because they don't have access to it. But over here, they might say, pitchu hu v'aryahu d'rivi alei. So, over here, I just need a petach between the two reshuyot. So they might say, in Achinami, it's a petach, but I can't use it. But does that necessarily vitiate the petach? In other words, why is that different than a petach that there's a lion on? Let's say I have a doorway and there's a lion on one side of the doorway. So I have the doorway, but I can't use it. So to here, I have it and I can't use it. So the Gemara is Masupak, and we'll see how the Gemara comes out on it, but the Gemara is connecting it. Now, by the way, I said that with the Eruvei Tchumen, he was using it for a mitzvah. Right. Okay. So, all right. Any questions what we did so far?
I don't see how you could compare the not climbing a tree on Shabbat to a lion.
The idea is like this.
No, I know, but the lion is no halakhic issue. You're scared to go near the lion. But here,
right. In other words, here you don't have a lion, you have a halakhic issue, which is blocking you from using it. But either way, you can't use the entranceway. That's the idea. In other words, whether I have a petach and I can't use it because there's a lion, or I have a petach but I can't use it because halakhically I'm not allowed to use it on Shabbos, either way, perhaps I could say I do have a petach. In other words, there is a way to go from one
rishus of the tree. You could use a lion petach. You're not going to use it, though.
In other words, the idea is there a petach between the two chatzerot? So maybe the Chachamim will say, yeah, there is a petach, because there is a way that a person could go from one chatzer to the other chatzer, but on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. So that's the same way they want to say to having a petach, I have the petach, but I can't use it because there's a lion on the other side of it. So that's what they want to say. Okay. And we're Masupak. We don't know if they would say that. That's one possibility. Okay. Let's see further in the Gemara. Now, Asaola Shera Sulamahu. Now, Asaola Shera Sulam. So there's a question. The way Rashi seems to learn it is that in the same case, let me get this up, in the same case that I had before with the tree, what if the tree was also an Asherah tree? An Asherah tree is a tree that's worshipped as a vote of Zara and is Asra Bahana'a. But other Rishonim learn, no, it's just that you chop down an Asherah tree and you built a ladder. And we'll see in the Gemara later on what the difficulties are with Rashi and how to get out of the pickle with Rashi. Okay, we'll see in a minute. So Asaola Shera Sulamahu, Tibai the Rabbi Huda, Tibai the Rabbana. Now, this, the Gemara connects up to a different machloket. If you remember, we had this earlier in the Masechta. If I leave the Eruv Tchumen on a grave, is that an effective Eruv Tchumen or not? I'm not allowed to get Hana'a from a grave. So if I have the Eruv Tchumen there, so am I not getting Hana'a from it? So the Gemara brought down machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So Rabbi Yehuda held it was okay because I only need it for a moment when I'm koning my makom, and I'm only koning my makom because I want to do a mitzvah with it. That's why I'm doing a Rubit Chumen. And memela mitzvahs lav lehanot ninu. Mitzvahs are not given for benefit. And so Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay, even though it's on makom v'isuri hana'a. come and say it's not good. So left to my own devices, I would think that Rabbi Yehuda should say it's good with a Asherah tree or a Asherah ladder, and the Chachamim say no. So the Gemara says, Tibai the Rabbi Yehuda, so he says, Tibai the Rabbi Yehuda, Tibai the Rabbanan. Tibai the Rabbi Yehuda, Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Yehuda hatam, demuto leknot by it be suri hana'a. He only permits you with the grave to put the eruv tchum in there, which is like acquiring a bayit in Yisrei Hana'a, the grave. Elahatam debatar dekana le'eruv lo nichalei delintar. In other words, once I have my eruv tchumin, then I don't need the makom anymore. So my use of it is only momentary, and my use is only to facilitate a mitzvah, because I wanted to walk the distance for a mitzvah. So mitzvah lav le'hanot nitnu. So then that he signs off on it. So if that's the case, he would say it's different, right? Because here I want to have this tree or this wooden ladder, which is from the Asherah tree, you know, to go back and forth between the Chatzerot. So he says, Odilma, I put the Rabbanan, or conversely, even the Chamim who sold that the Eruv Tchumen is not good on the grave, but here they could sign off on it. Again, Pitchuhu v'arya d'reviyaleh, it's a petach, but technically, I just can't use the petach, the same svara that we said before. Okay, so those are the questions. Those are the questions that this is Rav Yosef and Rabba, right? This is Rav Yosef posed the questions to Rabba. So Amarle, so Rabba.
Aikaharim, right? In the Sinai.
Say, oh, right, that's correct. Okay, so the Gemara says Amarle. So Rabba said to him, Elon Mutar, the case with the Elon is Mutar. In other words, the garden of the ordinary tree, and the question was, climbing it would be a shvus. He says, that's Mutar. And the way the art school learns, it's Mutar both according to both Stadim. So remember, with the tree, we said that, Rebbe said that I could have the Eruv Tchumen in the tree, but we weren't sure that he would sign off with it when I can use it the whole Shabbos. And the Chamim said that I couldn't use the Eruv in the tree, but maybe over here they would hold I have a petach, but it's Aryeh Udrevi'alei. So he said that they both hold that Elon is Mutar. The garden variety Elon, like in the picture 50, so that's fine. He says, Va'ashera Asura. But the Ashera, they both agree, is prohibited. So the Ashera, there we had with the grave. So we thought that Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda Lechachamim. So Rabbi Yehuda said the grave I could use for Eruv Tchumen, but he wants to say everybody says that the Asherah is prohibited. With the Asherah tree, it's all prohibited. That's what he wants to say. Now, let's just take a look for a minute. Give me one minute. Okay, now let me take a peek. Right. He says, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, in footnote 30, the Asherah prohibition is absolute, that is not limited to a specific time. It's not Shabbos related. Such a prohibition totally precludes use of the tree and constantly disallows it use as a portal. Okay, now, let's take a look. So the Gemara says, Matkif lo Rav Chista. Rav Chista asks a strong kasha against Rabba. Ad Rabba, Elon, she'isra chametz gorim lo nitzar. He wants to say that with using the Elon, in other words, a garden variety tree on Shabbos, so those are Shabbos prohibitions involved. So that makes sense. So you said Elon, everybody agrees, it's permissible. That does create the portal. I think just the opposite. This is what Rav Chista is saying. Elon, she'isra Shabbat gorim lo. The Elon, I can't use the tree because of the halacha that relate to Shabbos. So nitzar, so we should not allow it. In other words, it's Shabbos prohibitions are involved. Ashera, she'isra devar acher gorim lo, but the Ashera tree, those are other non-Shabbos related, you know, issues that come into play there. Lo nitzar, we shouldn't prohibit it. We shouldn't prohibit it. Now, he says here, he says here in footnote 33 or footnote 32, since the prohibition against using trees is totally Shabbos related, and since the tree must serve as a portal for the Shabbos, possible to allow the tree to function as a portal. And it was Baal Chilul Shabbos. And then since the prohibition against using the Asherah is a non-Shabbos related, and as such, a Gentile could nullify the tree status as an Asherah tree, thereby making it usable on Shabbos, we therefore view the Asherah tree as already nullified, thereby allowing the tree to serve as a portal. All right, that's what he quotes from the Rashba. All right, now, the difficulty is like this, that if you would say, and here's the part that like runs into the problem for Rashi. Remember, Rashi learned that if I took the same tree, but now it's an Asherah tree, and I do it this way. So here, Rav Chis is saying that Asherah tree should be permissible because no Shabbos violations involved. But if it's a tree, like we had said, according to Rashi, so it may not be an Asherah tree, but it's still a tree. You know what I mean? In other words, the Gemara says a tree, this garden variety tree is different than the Asherah situation. So the way Rashi's learning, I have the same tree, but one tree is a garden variety tree, and the other tree was an Asherah tree. So, but even after I dispose of the Asherah issues, I still have the prohibitions of being a garden variety tree. And yet Rav Chis is mechalek, right? Rav Chis says, the garden variety tree, I have Shabbos prohibitions. So that, I should not be permitted to use it. The Asherah tree, I don't have Shabbos prohibitions involved. I only have Avodah Zarah and, like the way he's saying from the Rashba, a goy could be mevatel the status of the Asherah tree, and then I'm good to go, so I should be permitted to use it. But the way Rashi's learning, the Asherah tree is also a garden variety tree. So if I say, like the other Rishonim, and say that the second Asherah tree is not a tree, it's just they took the wood from the Asherah tree and cut it into a ladder, so then I understand it. But they have some other answers. Oh, I nearly forgot. Listen, I must mention this. You know, I keep meaning this. Today's daf is sponsored in honor of Carol Libby's grandfather. That's Yisrael Yechiel ben Yishayahu, Yishayah ben Yishaya. His yahrzeit was last week. I forgot to mention it, but learning tonight is Lilui Nishmato. Okay, now so here he gives some answers. Okay, so he says, the Ritva points out the difficulty with this. So he answers, the Gemara is referring to an Asherah that is detached from the ground. If you're climbing trees, does not apply to a detached tree. There's no issue of kotzer with that. So in other words, the Ritva wants to say it could be that it's an Asherah tree that was trimmed, and now it's like a ladder, but it was detached from the ground. So there's no problem of using a tree because the Klashasha tree is a kotzer. Once it's detached, there's no kotzer. Alternatively, Rav Akiva Eger suggests an innovative answer. He argues the rabbinic Easter to climb trees on Shabbos does not apply to an Asherah, even if it's attached. We're not concerned we'll forget that a Shabbos mistakenly break off a branch from the Asherah, since he's biblically proscribed from deriving benefit from an Asherah even during the week. Therefore, the only Easter involved in climbing an Asherah on Shabbos is benefiting from a Avodah Zarah, which is not Shabbos-related Easter. In other words, the idea is like a person would know that it's an Asherah tree, and he wouldn't think to use the branches from an Asherah tree. That's what he wants to say. All right, now let me use two more lines, and I'll pause, and we'll summarize the sugya, or we'll take questions. He says, "Okay, now Itmar Nami ki ata Ravin Amr Blazar. When Ravin came from Israel, he said in Blazar, but Amri la Amri Vawa Amr Yochanan, Kol she Isra Shabbat Garam lo." Asur. If the underlying prohibition is a Shabbos prohibition, so then I can't use it as a portal. Kol she'isur devar acher gorim lo mutar. Something else I could. Now, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak matni hachi, Ilan plukta de Rebbe Rabbanan. So he takes it not asur. In other words, before we were saying Ilan is either good or Ilan's not good. Here he wants to say that Ilan Gufa is subject to the machloket of Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rebbe that permitted the Eruv Tchumen to be placed in the tree would permit the Ilan to be used as a portal. And Chachamim who don't would not. Asherah plugged to the Rebbe Yehuda Rabbanan. And the Asherah would also track the machloket between Rebbe Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rebbe Yehuda said, I could use the grave for an Eruv Tchumen. And the Chachamim said, I can. They would hold the same thing by the Asherah tree. Rebbe Yehuda would say, I could use the Asherah tree as a portal. Chachamim would hold not. So, anyway, let's just summarize this and we'll take some questions. So so the issues we brought up were, what about when I want to use a tree and I want to use the tree as the ladder, but there are Isurim on it, on the tree. So either Isurim that relate to Shabbos or Isurim that relate to Avodah Zarah, the Asherah tree, can it nevertheless function as a portal to the other Rishus? So we saw every svara under the board with it, under the sky with this. So with the garden variety tree, So I could say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's permissible to be used Bein HaShmasho so it could function as a portal. And even according to the Chachamim, I could say that, and the Chachamim disagreed about using the tree for Erev Tchumen, but I could say the Chachamim would agree that here it's a petach and I could use it. And so that would be all a kula. And that was the way that Rabbah said, Ilan Mutar. And then conversely, with the Asherah tree, I could say everybody would hold it's prohibited. I could say that Rabbi Yehuda, who held that I could use the grave, would hold the Asherah tree I can't use because it's you know more than a minute and it's getting hana from it, and the Chachamim also would prohibit it. That would be one way to go, and that's the way Rabbah went. Then on the other hand, Rav Chissa said, "Pon faker, to the Elon, if it's Yisroel the Shabbos cause it, then I can't use it as a portal. But if it's other factors that are prohibiting it, then I could use the portal because the goy could be mevatel the Asherah tree, and then it would be permissible to be used." He says, and then on the other hand, the other way to go is to say that it goes down the machloket, which is really Rabbi Yochanan wants to say, not Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Nachman or Yitzchak, that the Elon would track the machlok between Rebbe and the Chachamim about whether I could leave the Eretz Kubin in the tree or not. And Rebbe holds I could, the Chachamim would hold I can't. Rebbe would hold it would be a good petach, Chachamim not. And the Asherah would track the machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda holds I could use it for the grave for Eretz Kubin, the Chachamim hold I can't. Rabbi Yehuda then would hold I could use the Asherah tree as a portal, and the Chachamim hold I couldn't. Okay, who's had questions, comments to us on anything we did so far?
I thought the Asherah tree wasn't really a Avodah Zarah. The Asherah tree was a big tree. Why was it called an Asherah tree? It was L'Asher Etz HaDerech, to show you the way to go to Mizbeach.
You've said this to me in the past, but I don't see this from what I'm familiar with in the Gemara, Aron Moshe. It's a tree that was part of the Avodah Zarah and worships as part of Avodah Zarah.
The tree was outside. There was no billboards, neon signs, or helium balloons in those days. So the tree was a way of telling people as they were traveling that this is a place they can go to an idolatry.
You see here that the Gemara says it's like Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that the tree itself is it doesn't sound like it's a tashmish for Avodah Zarah. It sounds like it's the Avodah Zarah itself.
Would it be Asabana if that was true?
It is Asabana. That's
no, I'm saying if it was Arthur is saying, would it have been
I don't know. It would be like Tashmishi Avodah Zarah to me. It's my way of thinking. I don't know. All right. I can't hear you, Aron Moshe. You're muted.
Saying to show you the way to go to a
I heard what you said, Aron Moshe, but I don't see that in the Gemara. So you need to bring. You got to show me more rayas about this.
We got to see the source, Arthur.
I need to see sources. From what I'm familiar with in the Shas, the Asherah tree was worshipped as an Avodah Zarah. Okay, but you'll show me what you have. Okay, now, then mute yourself, and now I want to move on. Okay, all right, we're up to the next Mishnah. Everybody with me? All right, Manitin Charit Shbein Shtei Chatzeirot. Now I have two Chatzeirot. Instead of having a wall between the two Chatzeirot, now I have like a ditch, a trench between the two Chatzeirot. Amok Asar V'Rochav Arba, which is 10 Tfachim deep and 4 Tfachim wide. So, Ma'arvin Shnaimi, Ma'arvin Echad. So now they can't even Ma'arvin Echad. In other words, when you have a trench like that, it's very difficult or not easily, passable. Let me see if he's got a picture with the trench. Here we go. Okay, so here we have the two Chatzeirot, and here we have the Charetz between them. 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. So then it creates two chatzeirot. He says, now, afilu malei kasho tevin, even if the ditch is filled with kasho tevin, it's double or straw, still, it's still a valid charetz and it divides the two. But malei afar otsrorot, if it's filled with dirt or with stones, he says, ma'arvin echad ve'imarvin shtayim. Then punk fakert. Then it's one. If it's filled in with dirt or with stones, then it's one chatzer, and they all have to be married. They don't have the option to do it separately. They all have to do it together. Natanalav Neser Sharachav Arba Tfachim. Now, let's say I have the charetz but they put this plank of wood, which is four tefachim by four tefachim, over the gap. I guess it would have to be longer than four tefachim because the gap itself is four tefachim, but it's four tefachim wide. They put the board over the gap. He says it's four tefachim in width, so it would be longer than four tefachim, but four tefachim in width. He says, v'chein shteik zustraot, zu keneged zu. And similarly, let's say I have two patios. You see here the two patios, and then there's the board between them, which is four tefachim in width. He says, ma'arvin shnayim, bimratzu ma'arvin achad. So here, they have the option. Here, it's like, in other words, it's the same thing as like things above ground, like the wall with an opening in the wall. Here I have a charetz with like a petach in the charetz. So it's like a wall with an opening in the wall. So they can have separate eruvin, and if they choose, they could join together. And the same thing here. Here they could have separate eruvin. It means like more than one family opens up to the gzustra, and if they choose, they could also join together. Marvin shnayim v'imratzu marvin achad pachot mikan marvin shnayim ve'im marvin achad. If it's less than four tefachim wide, so then they have to do it separately. They can't do it together. Okay. Any questions on the Mishnah?
Did you say Kash and Tevin is good or no good?
So it depends what you want good for. The Kash and Tevin do not destroy the Charetz. So the Charetz is still in good shape if it's filled with Kash or Tevin. In other words, it's still divided. It's still two Chatzerot.
Right. So you have to make two separate ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now we move on. All right.
In my picture book, I have for the bridge, I have the two chatzah either across from each other or the same side. Does it matter?
Okay, I don't think it makes a difference.
Okay. So they have both over here.
Yeah, here we have also, well, here it's going to come up in the next Mishnah about the two near each other. But all right, let's see further in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, v'tevin lo chayitz, mean the tevin can't, the straw can't fill the ditch halachically. That's what the Gemara is saying. But we learn in the Mishnah, if I have like a stack of straw, which is between two chatzerot, gavoa asar tefachim, and it's 10 tefachim high, ma'arvin shnayim ve'im arvin achad. So then they are separated. So in other words, why is it that tevin, when it's above ground, let's see, does he have a picture for this? No. But if I have tevin, which is above ground, that will divide two chatzerot. But if I have a ditch and I fill it with tevin, the Mishnah says it's still divided, or the other way around. In other words, if I have tevin above ground, it will be a divider. Tevin in the ground will not erase the divider. In other words, the divider will remain. In other words, tevin is strong enough to create a mechitza. Why is it not strong enough to fill in a mechitza, to fill in the karetz? So he says, "Manantanan matbein shemein shtei chaser gavoa starts fachem marvin shnayim vein marvin achad." In terms of creating mechitza, everybody agrees straw can create a mechitza. And here he says, like filling in this trench, if he's going to leave it there permanently, he's abandoning the straw there. So then that would work, but he, otherwise not. So here, like the presumption is, he intends to remove the straw from the trench. So Rashi says, let's look at the Rashi. This is like two lines above the very wide lines in Rashi. Ibat le lahedya. If he explicitly is mavatil, but amar lo shakil le mihacha batil below low. If he says, I'm never taking this straw up, then it sounds like indeed it would erase the mechitza, the trench. But otherwise, we have to assume the straw is not going to be there, you know, permanently, and it's still a dividing line between the two chatzerot. All right, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? All right, now let me just the learning tonight was Lilu Neshama of Carol Libby's grandfather, that's Yisrael Yechiel ben Yeshaya Zichrono Livracha. All right, let me see if I have anything else here. One minute. All right, I think that's going to be it for tonight. All right, let me end recording.
David Jacob and Tom.